Human beings used to be...
He hesitated. The blood rushed to his cheeks. Well, they used to be viviparous.
Quite right, the director nodded approvingly.
And when the babies were decanted...
Born, came the correction.
Well, then they were the parents. I mean, not the babies, of course, the other ones. The poor boy was overwhelmed with confusion.
In brief, the director summed up, the parents were the father and the mother.
The smut that was really science fell with a crash into the boy's eye-avoiding silence.
Mother,
he repeated loudly, rubbing in the science, and leaning back in his chair.
These, he said gravely, are unpleasant facts, I know it, but then most historical facts are unpleasant.
He returned to little Reuben, in whose room one evening, by an oversight, his father and mother, crash, crash, happened to leave the radio turned on.
For you must remember that in those days of gross, viviparous reproduction, children were always brought up by their parents and not in state conditioning centres.
While the child was asleep, a broadcast programme from London suddenly started to come through, and the next morning, to the astonishment of his crash and crash, the more daring of the boys ventured to grin at one another, little Reuben woke up repeating word for word a long lecture by that curious old writer, one of the very few whose works have been permitted to come down to us, George Bernard Shaw, who was speaking, according to a well-authenticated tradition, about his own genius. To little Reuben's wink and snigger, this lecture was, of course, perfectly incomprehensible, and, imagining that their child had suddenly gone mad, they sent for a doctor. He, fortunately, understood English, recognized the discourse as that which Shaw had broadcasted the previous evening, realized the significance of what had happened, and sent a letter to the medical press about it.
The principle of sleep teaching, or hypnopedia, had been discovered.
The DHC made an impressive pause. The principle had been discovered, but many, many years were to elapse before that principle was usefully applied.
The case of little Reuben occurred only 23 years after our Ford's first T model was put on the market.
Here the director made a sign of the T on his stomach, and all the students reverently followed suit.
And yet,
furiously the students scribbled, Hypnopedia, first used officially in AF-214. Why not before? Two reasons. A.
These early experimenters, the DHC was saying, were on the wrong track. They thought that Hypnopedia could be made an instrument of intellectual education.